This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Liz Lemon.
Welcome to Good Neighbor Podcast. Are you in need of some fun events? Surprisingly, it may be closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing Marie Lauderdale with Workshop 13. Marie, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you very much for having me.
Great. We are all excited to learn about you and your business. Please tell us your company and what you do.
So I am the executive director of Workshop 13. Workshop 13 is a cultural arts and learning center. We are a 501c3. It's a multi-use community arts center in Ware, Massachusetts.
How did you get into the business?
So we started in about 2012. Two local artists purchased this dilapidated old church building with the intention of turning it into a community arts center. They realized the need for this in a town like Ware and the benefits that it could really bring to the community. So they purchased the building, and it was really this grassroots effort. A lot of people came in on the weekends with their power tools and sanded floors and really renovated the place and turned it into what is now a thriving art center. And I personally came into the picture in about 2016, and just as a volunteer, and then I joined the board and later just moved up the ranks, and now I'm the executive director.
What are the myths and misconceptions of the industry?
So I think people aren't quite sure what an art center does, a place like Workshop 13. First, I just want to say we're fairly unique. There are not many resources like this in the area. But here, I mean, people might think, oh, this isn't for me. This isn't a place that I can participate in. I think some people might see that we offer classes in fine arts, and that might be a little intimidating. And they think, oh, I don't know how to oil paint. I can't do that. But I think I just want to really let people know that we have things for all entry levels, whether you are an incredible artist or someone who just really is interested in trying it out and seeing what it's all about. So we have just lots of programs for all ages and all income levels.
Outside of work, what do you do for fun?
Oh, is there something outside of work? No, I'm kidding. No, so I guess personally, when my creative energy isn't going into managing Workshop 13, I enjoy fiber arts, mainly felt making and things of that nature. And I also have two teenagers, so, everything is, it's not about me. It's about working with kids right now.
Let's change gears. Can you describe one hardship or life's challenges that you rose above and now can say, because of it, you are better and stronger? What comes to mind?
You want to know about Workshop 13, really, not about me, right? So I can tell you more about Workshop 13 and what our organization has overcome. And I guess the one thing that comes to mind, which probably rings true for a lot of people, is, steering this ship through COVID and just kind of coming out the other end of having to, close our venue and not being able to offer things to the community members, and then being able to come back from that later and now thrive. So that was a big challenge, but not just for us, for everyone really in the world. But I'm happy to say that Workshop 13, we came through, and now the arts are thriving in Ware. So it's kind of an exciting time.
What is the one thing you wish our listeners knew about Workshop 13?
So there's a lot of stuff. So I guess what we offer. So let me just touch upon that. So again, Workshop 13, we kind of started offering classes in early 2014. And slowly we've just been growing and growing. And now if you check out our website, workshop13.org, you'll see lots of things, lots of opportunities to participate in the arts, from, oil painting, watercolor, acrylic painting, charcoals. We also are doing like a fiber-focused crafting workshops. We have stained glass. We have just numerous artisan crafts and fine arts programming. that is accessible to all ages and income levels. Additionally, our Grand Hall, which is this room that I'm in now, hosts concerts, open mics. We also are starting a new theater group called Workshop 13 Players. So we're actually auditioning now for some spots. So we really do have a lot of stuff going on. So if you're looking for something to do, look at Workshop 13. Additionally, one thing I should mention is that we are a three-building campus. So we started in this old church building, and really the arts have just taken off in Ware. So in 2019, we expanded to Main Street in Ware in an effort to help revitalize the downtown. And we opened Clayworks Ceramic Studio and Artworks Gallery. So Clayworks is a fully equipped pottery studio. So if you ever wanted to, you know, learn how to wheel throw or hand build, that's where you would go. And that center, that space is just, it's thriving. So if you are interested, definitely check that out. And then, so that's Clayworks. And then next to Clayworks, we have Artworks, which is a gallery space that features artists from regional artists. So we host about 8 shows there per year that are themed, and we do put out calls for art and invite any artist residing in New England to submit their artwork for display. So we kind of have a lot of stuff going on.
How can our listeners learn more about Workshop 13?
So definitely the best place to go is to visit our website, workshop13.org. Also, you can follow us on Facebook, which I think our Facebook is Workshop 13 Arts, and then Instagram, workshop_13_. And then that'll just give you a really great idea as to all the things that we have going on. But I really just want to stress, like, we are really a community art space. So we're here for the community. And if, you know, we also have spaces that people can utilize for art parties or private events. So it really is multi-use. It's a fantastic space, a really great community of people. So by all means, check out workshop13.org. And also for those who might be interested in volunteering or getting involved in the arts, we have a lot of opportunities for people who are maybe retired, looking for something to do, just a way to get involved and be active. We have lots of opportunities to volunteer, as well as teens. We a lot of teens need volunteer hours for Arts Honor Society, for instance. So they can call me, I can set them up. And or if you just want to become a member of Workshop 13, that also has a lot of great benefits. Of course, donate. These are all ways to just become involved in the arts.
Well, Marie, I really appreciate you being on the show today. And we wish you and your business the best moving forward.
Great. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnppalmer.com. That's gnppalmer.com. Or call 413-414-5940.